Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garvikal of Olami 613 without a live studio audience yet. The Hanukkah cheer is in the air. The joy of the holiday of Hanukkah is reverberating throughout the Jewish world, although definitely challenged, maybe even slightly dampened by the tragic terror attack against the Jewish community of Sydney, specifically of Bondi, Australia, and our hearts are broken yet again, and our prayers are being ushered forth yet again. So we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Hanukkah. We're going to have an inspiration motivational podcast that is going to launch all of us for an amazing week. That's the plan. Now, we have had, I would say, the busiest 2 weeks that I can remember of of our schedule. Crazy. Olami 613 is rocking. We had classes going on. We had our big social winter toast, which was so nice, so well attended. Everyone had such a great vibe. How many people leave a party feeling elevated? It really is. You know, even our parties have meaning and purpose. And even though there was no Torah and there was no specific lessons, it was just a vibe of people who want more out of life connecting. And we had just an absolutely amazing time. So that was that. And then we went straight off that weekend, this past weekend, into a Shabbos in the city. Had another great crowd and just amazing people. The whole staff, we just amazed at how many wonderful young Jewish people Hashem just sends us. And we're very grateful to the Almighty for sending us these special souls, these special people, bright, positive, well put together, just good Jews who want to connect, learn more, grow more. God bless them. God bless us that we can have the strength and resources and everything to continue this holy, holy work of Olami 613. I will just say it is the end of the year. If anyone is looking for a final way to you just have all this tithing, miser money, or want to make a donation at the end of the year, it would be incredibly meaningful to have Olami 613 and Money Motivation Podcast in your mind. It would be amazing. So you can go to Olami, O-L-A-I-O-L-A-M-I, 613.org/donate. Again, that's O-L-A-M-I, 613.org/donate. And it would be incredibly meaningful for us. All right, we have a big job here to do tonight. I was shocked, as I'm sure everyone was, by waking up on Sunday morning to the news of, at the time, 11, now up to 15, very special Jewish people, including the Chabad rabbi himself, Rabbi Eli Schlanger, Hashem Yimkom Domo. We say after someone who has been killed because they are Jewish, may Hashem revenge their blood. And someone who dies of natural means, we say Zichronon Livracha, may their member be a blessing. But if someone is actually killed by an anti-Semite intentionally, there's a special moniker that we put after their name, that really his blood should be revenged, that there should be justice done in the world, that the hatred that has been spewed against the Jews for a millennium should finally have a justice associated with it. There should be an accountability so that people will have a motivation to stop. And yet, the anti-Semitic train rolls on and on and on. Now, I wanna take a quick break from Australia. We're gonna get to Australia. I want to share with you, and if you have not seen it, Blee Netter, without taking a vow, I hope to put this link in the description of the podcast. You have to see probably some of the most riveting, unbelievable footage of probably my lifetime. I don't remember ever seeing anything quite this dramatic of six absolutely incredible hostages who, it's literally footage from their time in the Hamas tunnels. These are the six hostages, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, a local Chicago, his parents are from Skokie, Eden Yerushalmi, Ori Danino, Alex Lubanov, Almog Sarusi, and Carmel Gat. Four men, two women were held together. It is absolutely some of the most inspiring footage you can possibly imagine. Their positivity, their care for each other, their faith. I'm blown away by these videos of particular Almog Sarusi, who's such a sweet smile and talks about how they believe that Hashem will redeem them, and they're staying positive, and Ori Danino. These are people of tremendous faith. Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was a source of tremendous laughter, humor, positivity in the darkest times. It's just unbelievable. And why am I bringing this up now? Is because, in fact, one of the videos was of them lighting Hanukkah candles and their hopes for what the Hanukkah candles represent, and them saying the blessings and their hopes for next year or this coming year that they would be reunited with their families. And that, in fact, they even mention the Holocaust of the Jews who lit candles under duress throughout history, and they are, and sadly, but in a long line of Jews who have been in captivity, who are lighting Hanukkah candles. So it is an absolutely unbelievably inspiring set of six or seven videos. Sadly, all six of them were murdered by Hamas. And so it makes these videos even more poignant. But you see the love of a Jew for each other, for one another, the love that they felt from their families, the love they felt from Hashem. They knew that they were not alone. And to see them light Hanukkah candles, it's just unbelievable that they lit Hanukkah candles and sung Ma'usur, the classic song that we sing after the lighting. It is absolutely incredible and inspiring. And in that light, I'd like to address the attacks in Australia this morning. Because as Shlomo HaMelech says, King Solomon says, Ein chadash tachas hashamash. There's nothing new under the sun. There is nothing new under the sun. The Talmud derives that there are things new above the sun, which is in the spiritual realm, that there's constant innovation in terms of Torah thought. Okay, but that's not our purpose right now. Our purpose right now is there's nothing new under the sun. You know, I joked several times in sort of a dark humor that anti-Semites are very uncreative. They're the same basic plays in their playbook they've had for millennium. They've just had bigger tools in which to carry it out. But one of the plays, it's actually the first play in their playbook, is to denigrate, to malign, to marginalize, to dehumanize Jews, to criminalize Jews. You know, I was, you know, for those who can hear it, you know, I'll ask my students, now, do you think the Nazis thought that they were sinning? That we say are the most evil people on earth, and they were. But if we would have a microphone live on the scene at any of these exterminations, be it the Einsatzgruppen with rifles, or in the gas chambers, or in the concentration camps, anywhere, and we would interview an SS soldier, and we would ask him, are you sinning right now? He would say, no, sinning? Are you kidding me? I'm doing the greatest good deed. Impossible. And you'd scratch your head and you'd say, why? Why do you think that you're doing something good for humanity? And he would say back to you, well, the Jews are thieves. The Jews are vermin. The Jews are a cancer to society. The Jews are, at best, parasites. But even worse, even more, they're like octopuses with their tentacles controlling every part of the world. And they're bringing humanity to its destruction. And therefore, it's a mitzvah. I hate to use that word. But they would say it's a mitzvah to kill Jews. They thought it was a good deed. They thought it was a great deed, to the extent that when initially in the SS training, when these Einsatzgruppen were going out and killing Jews in the forest, even the conscience of the most hardened Nazi was demoralized. And after shooting Jews all day, they would give pep talks saying, your natural mercy here is incorrect. You are getting rid of a cancer. That's what you're doing right now. And they would give them motivational speeches to remind them of the good deed that they are doing for humanity. And they would forge on. Ultimately, that's one of the main reasons why they started the gas chambers, is because it was just too inefficient for the bullets. Not a, you know, waste of a bullet, quote unquote. And it was not fast enough. And the hardened SS still could not bring themselves to killing people all day. So it cleansed the personal responsibility, but I digress. And so this attack today is not surprisingly happening from Australia, which has spent the last 2 years vilifying Israel, siding with Hamas, siding with international courts, UN, who have done nothing but vilify Israel. And so after you vilify Israel and vilify Jews and make them into the enemy, you create an environment, a petri dish of hatred, in which the bacteria of hate can only grow. So that's point one. Second point is, many times things get whitewashed. We have to recognize that radical Islam is bent fully and monomaniacally focused on destroying Jews and Israel. Now, some people get their feathers all ruffled and can't bring themselves to say, oh yeah. And in fact, by the way, one of the really heroes of the story was a Muslim, actually tackled one of the terrorists. And that is great. Kol HaKavod, to say more power to him. And we owe him a tremendous debt of gratitude. And I tip my yami to him. But I knew it, that as soon as I saw the name of that savior, they were going to focus on that part of it, which he does deserve tremendous credit, and not the fact that the shooters who started this whole thing were radical jihadists. And this is something the world does not understand. The West doesn't understand. Europe certainly doesn't understand it. Just saw in Paris, they're canceling all of their holiday celebrations because they realize that they cannot guarantee people's safety, which means that radical Islam has won. They have defeated Europe. They have defeated Europe. Europe can no longer celebrate their own holidays because they have not recognized that radical jihad, radical Islam, there's no reasoning with it. The Western mind cannot fathom this. We just think that everyone is reasonable. And it's hard for us to recognize that every amount of dollar that went into Gaza did not go to help Gaza. This is way before the war. Went to go to building tunnels. Now, why would you do that? Why would a normal civilization get billions of dollars of aid and not build roads and bridges and schools and all sorts of things to help your society grow, and job placement and job training? Nothing. It all went to tunnels and missiles. Why? Because their mission is to destroy the Jew. And that is something that we as Jews need to recognize. And there are many, many, many Jews who still cannot shake out of their classic view of the world, that we shall overcome, that all people deep down are good. It's irrelevant. It's a philosophical question. Someone who is hell-bent on destroying you needs to be recognized as such. And all that is a prelude to this point, which I think is the most important. Whenever the Jewish people face tragedy, whenever the Jewish people are attacked, we are Klal Yisrael. We are the community of Israel. We are one body. We are one unit. This is fundamentally why Jews care what other Jews do, because we're in one boat together. And if you want to know why the religious communities care about the non-religious, non-observant community's behavior, because we, the observant community, have not given up on the non-observant community. We believe that we are still one unit. And therefore, if one passenger is drilling a hole in the boat, and the people go over to the person and say, "Hey, buddy, what are you doing?" He's like, "No, I'm just drilling under my seat. What do you care?" So what do you mean? We're all going down. So if there's a pain in the foot, the entire body aches. If there's a pain in the right ear, the entire body feels it. Oh, I only have a calf injury. No, your whole body is impacted by that. And so when there is a tragedy of this sort in one part of the body of the Jewish people, the spiritual soul of the Jewish people, then we all have to feel it. And then the question is, what do we do about it? One of the most fundamental tenets of our faith, of our religion, of the Jewish people, is that God does not make mistakes. We need to mourn for those who are lost. This holy rabbi who was leading thousands of Jews in a Hanukkah celebration, heartbreaking. His family left, and so many families left, bereaved of their loved ones. What a pity it would be for us just to move on, just to advocate for gun control. Please, people, please. You can also do that if you'd like. But that, if that is your main response to this tragedy, you have missed the boat. The calls for gun, it may or may not be a worthy thing. I'm not here to debate it. But as Jews, that is not our priority right now. Our priority is to say, what is the message when Jews are massacred in Australia? What wake-up call is it? We're not rolling over. What happened is that we are down. We are down under, quote unquote, but we're never out. Because after every tragedy, the Jewish people look inwards. We look inwards to ourselves as individuals and ourselves as a community and say, what do I need to fix? What is my circle of influence? What can I change that is going to make up for the lack of these beautiful 15 neshamas? What am I going to do and change in my daily life that the people who are hanging between life and death in the beds of Australia, or hospital beds, are going to receive the spiritual merit from our actions and our prayers? What are we going to do different? Jews, we're now at the holiday of Hanukkah, where the whole battle was about who are we as Jews. The Greeks did not want to kill us physically. They wanted to kill us spiritually. They said, do whatever you want. As long as Zeus is in the temple and you pay our taxes and you wear togas and do the Olympics and stop with this Shema Yisrael. and stop with this holiness of the physical body by giving a circumcision, and stop with the Shabbos. Stop it. And we'll leave you alone. Just pay your taxes. Pray to Zeus. And the Jewish people fought with their lives against assimilation. Hanukkah is the ultimate anti-PC, we are the world holiday. We have some of those. Rosh Hashanah is a universalistic holiday. Sukkot is a universalistic holiday where we are representing the entire world. Hanukkah is a particularistic holiday. Is that a word? It's a particular holiday. It is only about us standing up for being Jewish and never backing down. And so when these anti-Semites come at us, yes, we need to recognize the threat of radical Islam. But we can't stop there either. We've got to look in ourselves and say, hey, Garfinkel, what are you going to do differently this week? What are you going to do better? How are you going to kick it up? How are you going to reach more Jews? What are you going to say? That's how Jews respond. We're down, under, but never out. The Jewish people are never out. That's what Hanukkah is all about. The odds were totally against us. Jews never lose faith. We might be wounded, licking our wounds, but Hanukkah is the time where we light up the world. We light up our inner world, and we let it illuminate those around us. That is our challenge. And that is exactly what Rabbi Eli Schlanger of blessed memory, Hashem Yimkom Domo, may Hashem revenge his blood, that's exactly what he would want. Right now, he would want every one of us not to wallow in self-pity, not to only work in our governmental channels to focus on anti-Semitism. That's not how we're going to ultimately fix it. Although, of course, we need to work on the government channels, etc. The ultimate thing that I believe he would want is that we should kick up our game as Jews, should love each other more, should give more tzedakah. We should pray more. Men who have not put on tefillin, put on tefillin. And Hanukkah lights, how many of you are going to light the lights faithfully each night, even if it's inconvenient? I challenge you. If you've lit only a few candles in past years, make a commitment that you're going to light every night. It's such a beautiful time with your family or even by yourself. Try to invite another Jew in. Halachically, it's good. It's better to have another Jew come and benefit from the lights of those candles. But that is how we respond. We are down, under, but never out. The Jewish people are never out. And that's exactly what Hanukkah is all about. So God willing, we will lick our wounds. We will sit the proverbial Shiva for our lost brothers down under. But in their memory and with their inspiration, we will only double down to become even more fired up to become the best Jews that we can be. And that is the ultimate revenge and the ultimate victory over all of our enemies. God bless. Have an amazing week of Hanukkah. Have an uplifted, amazing, fun, and totally inspirational Hanukkah of lighting candles every night. And God willing, we'll see you again right back here next week for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.